The campaign says that New Hampshire allocated zero state funds for tobacco prevention efforts this fiscal year. That's despite the fact that the state collected more than $250 million in tobacco tax revenue, combined with the state's portion of a 1998 settlement agreement. Danny McGoldrick with the D.C.-based Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the state needs to do better.
These are really short-sighted, penny-wise, pound-foolish decisions that are going to hurt health and the economy in New Hampshire.
The state does spend $1.3 million in federal grant money on programs that helps operate a 1-800-QUIT line and other projects. A spokesperson for Governor-elect Maggie Hassan says that the cigarette tax is a proven method for reducing smoking rates. He says the governor wants to reverse the 10-cent cut made by the last legislature. Nearly 20% of adults in the state smoke cigarettes. The report says Alaska and North Dakota dedicate the highest percent of funds to prevention programs. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.